The front door opened and Conrad stepped in, dressed to the nines, from his polished low-quarter shoes to his funny-looking hat. He was frowning, and his frown turned to a scowl when he looked at Frank. Two big bruisers stepped in right behind him. Conrad's bodyguards would probably tip the scales at about 250 pounds each, both of them looking as if they'd been carved out of solid oak. Conrad did not speak to his father, just nodded and turned his attention to the marshal.
You have a young lady locked up, Marshal. A Miss Colleen O'Brien.
Deed I do.
May I see her?
It's a little early, young man. Let me see if they're awake.
Very well. We'll wait.
Have a seat. Come on, Frank. You grab the cups. I'll tote the pot.
The marshal opened the cell block door.
The accommodations in this prison are abysmal. Primitive, to say the least.
Your mouth got you in here, lady. $10 will get you out.
Never! It's a matter of principle!
Suit yourself. How about some coffee, ladies?
I would like some, please.
Jeff avoided meeting Frank's eyes.
Me too!
Frank passed out the 10 cups and the marshal filled them.
I would like two sugars and a small bit of cream, please.
Black or not at all, lady.
You are a very rude and crude person, Marshal Dixon.
Your fine just went up to $20, Mrs. Overhauser.
Insensitive oaf!
Oh, my mistake, lady. I meant $30.
Oh!
Martha sat down on the bunk and shut her mouth.
Colleen, I'm very disappointed in you.
Get your butt back in the waiting area, boy.
Don't you speak to me in such a manner, Marshal Dixon.
I'll speak to you in any damn way I feel like, boy. Now you get back into the waiting area and you stay there. Move, boy, or I'll put your ass in a cell.
Conrad opened his mouth.
Put a sock in it, son. Get out of here.
Conrad spun around and stalked out of the cell area, his back stiff as a poker.
How much is Jeff's fine, Marshal?
$10.
I have the money to pay my fine, if I choose to do so. But I've done nothing wrong.
Shut up.
Frank looked at Marshal Dixon.
What's he charged with?
There are about a dozen things I could hang on him and Miss O'Brien. But if they'll pay just $10 each, I'll only charge him with creating a public nuisance.
That's on the books?
It is now.
Frank handed the Marshal $20.
That's for Jeff and the girl. The other two are on their own.
Stand firm, Colleen! Don't yield to pressures from a man!
How about me?
I ought to send you to the territorial prison, Paulette. You're long overdue in my book.
Try it, you officious pissant! I know the judge, in more ways than one.
I'll bet you know him more ways than one, you and your ladies or whatever the hell you call them.
Dixon opened the cell door and jerked Jeff out, then opened another door and hauled Colleen out.
The two of you get out of here. Move!
You and I will talk later on today, Colleen. Your behavior last night was quite disgraceful. I'm very ashamed of you.
I thought she was wonderful, standing up for her beliefs.
Who asked you for your opinion?
Conrad looked at Jeff the way a doctor might look at a germ.
You vagabond?
Boy does have a way with words, doesn't he?
Before Frank could reply, Jeff took a step toward Conrad, his hands balled into fists.
You pompous little tyrant. You need a good thrashing.
Try it, you misbegotten sot.
Frank was looking on, amused at the exchange. Conrad's bodyguards, however, were not amused. They moved closer to Conrad, ready to protect their boss. Frank turned to the pair of bruisers.
You boys stand easy.
Or you'll do what?
Put more holes in your head than you can count.
Frank pushed back his coat and slipped the thong off the hammer of his .45.
He's a craven killer. He means it.
A craven killer?
Jeff looked first at Conrad, then at Frank.
That's a damn lie! He's no craven killer!
Are you calling me a liar, you worthless bum?
Yes, I'm calling you a liar. I'm also calling you an arrogant, two-bit, petty little spoiled brat. What do you think about that, fancy pants?
I've got a good mind to give you a proper thrashing.
All by yourself, or with the help of your hired thugs?
Hey, I ain't no thug. Where the hell you get off calling me a thug?
Me neither. That's a damn insult I don't have to take.
I don't need any help.
Conrad removed his coat.
I boxed in school, and I am quite skilled in the art of pugilism.
Frank, what the hell does that mean?
Means he thinks he knows how to fight.
Jeff took off his coat and balled his hands into fists.
Stop this!
Stay out of this, dear.
Dear? How dare you call my girl dear?
I'm quite flattered, Conrad, and I am not your girl.
You cheap little slut.
That does it!
No!
The fight was on.
You broke my nose.
I'll break more than that.
Conrad kicked out, and his shoe caught Jeff on the knee.
Oh, son of a bitch, you little weasel! Damn that smarts!
Conrad got to his feet, his nose bloody. He set himself in his best prizefighter pose. Left arm fully extended in front of him, right hand held close to his chest, both hands balled into fists.
Is he gonna fight or pose for a statue?
Damned if I know.
Jeff carefully tested his knee, found that it worked, and faced Conrad.
Now you get thrashed.
Conrad's reply was to pop Jeff on the jaw. The blow staggered him back. Jeff recovered and gave Conrad a left shot to the belly and a right fist to the side of the head. The two then stood toe to toe, slugging it out, each giving back as much as he got.
Pretty damn good fight.
Oh, stop this!
The men paid no attention to her.
Time! Time!
My ass!
Jeff knocked him to the floor.
No! Foul! Foul!
That ain't fair! That was an uncalled for blow!
This ain't no prize ring, boys.
Conrad jumped to his shoes and popped Jeff on the nose.
Ouch!
Conrad gave him a left and right to the belly.
Yeah, give it to him, Mr. Browning.
I can't stand this.
You can leave, miss.
Colleen looked at Frank.
Stop this!
They're fighting over you, Colleen, not me.
Jeff hauled off and knocked Conrad through the office window. Conrad landed on his butt on the boardwalk. Jeff crawled through the broken window after him.
Whoever wins the fight gets to pay for that broken window.
Sounds fair to me.
Graphic audio. A movie in your mind.